Hello, my name is Francis Chung, and this is the fifth video in the IoT Journey Project video series. Today we'll be talking about warm data aggregation using Azure Stream Analytics and SQL DB. Here's our scenario. We've got simulated devices sending events to our cloud gateway. The events then get processed by an event processor, which aggregates the data and sends it to warm storage. The technologies we'll be using today will be our scenario simulator, which will be sending events to Azure Event Hub. We will be using Azure Stream Analytics to do our event processing, which will aggregate the sensor data by building and store that in Azure SQL DB. Let's start with the scenario simulator. Here, let's provision the devices and then run with no errors expected. This will start sending data to our Event Hub instance. Let's take a look at our Stream Analytics job, which takes this event data and puts it into SQL storage. Here's my Azure Stream Analytics job. Let's take a look at the inputs. The first input is our data stream coming from our Event Hub instance. Our second input is our reference data. This reference data is actually a blob file sitting in this container, and it contains the data that will relate a device ID with the building. This is the same data that we used in our third video. Let's take a look at the contents of this blob file. I'm using a tool called Azure Storage Explorer to examine the blob file. Here I can see my container and the blob file here. You can see it makes an association between the device ID and the building. Device 0 through 99 are in building 0. Device 100 through 199 are in building 1, and so forth and so on. Okay, let's go back to our Stream Analytics job and take a look at what it's actually doing. Let's go and look at the query. What this query does is it averages the temperature using a tumbling window of 5 seconds. You can see here a tumbling window. We're specifying seconds and 5 here. We're asking for the last 5 seconds worth of data. This is a very powerful feature of Stream Analytics, the ability to specify a tumbling window over all the data. If you were to do a custom event processor, you'd need to be able to aggregate the data across partitions, which is not trivial. You can also see that the query does a join between the two different inputs. In this case, it associates the device ID of input 1 with the reference data device ID. And finally, the output of the Stream Analytics job is to SQL Server. Now let's go ahead and start this Stream Analytics job. Let it warm up for a little bit, and then we can examine the results in SQL Server. Here's my Azure SQL DB instance. Let's go ahead and connect to it so that we can run a query. Here we're going to connect to the Fabricam database. The username is dbuser. And the password is whatever password you supplied when you run the provisioning script. I'll go and log on. I'll go and create a new query. I'll select all data from the building temperature table. I'll run it. You can see here we've got data from 5 buildings, and this is the average temperature from the last 5 seconds. You can run it again, and the data may change every 5 seconds. Now let's go back to our scenario simulator and change the type of data that we're sending. Here I'm going to quit, pressing Q. And I'm going to run with 30 degree readings, pressing number 3. What this will do is send event data saying that each device is running very hot, which is 30 degrees Celsius. This streaming analytics job will average the temperature data and every 5 seconds write that data to Azure SQL DB. So let's run our query again, and you can see that all the buildings have an average temperature of 30 degrees. So let's recap. We've got our scenario simulator sending event data to Event Hub. Our stream analytics event processor is doing some aggregation. It's averaging temperature data and only sending data every 5 seconds to SQL Server. SQL Server is doing a bit of work to put the latest temperature data in the building temperature table, which we see here in this query. Thank you very much.